Our next guest, John DeGraff, believes America is sick. He's the guy who coined the term affluenza. He says it's an unhealthy obsession with wealth. You may have been hearing that term a lot over the past few days. That is because of the teenage fugitive Ethan Couch. In 2013, Couch killed four people in a drunk driving crash and used affluenza as part of his defense. His lawyers argued that his wealthy parents coddled him into a sense of irresponsibility. He wasn't given enough borders in his life. Couch was found last week in Mexico in violation of his probation. So the Seattle author John DeGraff sat down with me and talked about the term affluenza, says he doesn't mind it being applied to Ethan Couch, but that affluenza goes much further than wealthy teenage American boys.
The view I wanted to look at was that materialism, consumerism, and the desire for more and more stuff had become something of a sickness in our society. And it was contagious. It went around. So it was kind of like a virus. I saw the term affluenza, you know, in a throwaway line in an article. And I thought, wow, you know, this is it. I was making a film on the subject of consumerism at the time anyway. So when I saw the term, that was like the aha moment, the light bulb that goes off. And I said, this is it, affluenza. This sums up exactly what I'm trying to describe.
And what did you think of this guy, Ethan Couch, the fugitive who's now been found in Mexico? What did you think of him famously using affluenza as a defense?
Well, I guess it wasn't too surprising that someone would do that. I don't find it an adequate defense, and I think it's hardly likely that a poor kid, a poor black kid, or anybody would be able to say, oh, you know, my parents didn't teach me right from wrong, and therefore I killed four people, and I'm going to get therapy. I don't think that's going to happen. So the first thing I thought about was that the affluenza case and the use of it in court is actually more a case of the golden rule, which I define as whoever has the gold makes the rules. That this is the idea that if you're rich enough and if you have enough influence, you can literally get away with murder. In this case, not first-degree murder, but vehicular homicide.
But you argue that affluenza is a much bigger problem in society than just Ethan Couch. It's not just for the super rich.
Right. I would say that we're all, to some degree, affected by a society which has as its goal, essentially, we measure our success as a society by how gross the domestic product is, how much money and stuff we produce in the course of the year. The grosser it gets, the better we feel that we're doing. A lot of studies that show, for instance, that if you have a materialistic orientation toward life, that is, if your goal in life is to have more money and more stuff, you will be less happy than people whose goal in life is service, is caring, is connection, and all of those things. The psychological studies on that are numerous, and they always come to the same conclusion. And yet somehow our society doesn't get that, and we seem to believe that wealth is the goal. To me, that is about the most myopic and stupid goal for a society I can imagine.
Let's specify who we're talking about here, John. Let's say I'm making my mortgage payments, my kids are eating three meals a day, I'm not putting any more aside, I'll never go to Hawaii, I would like more, I'd like to be more comfortable. Am I infected with affluenza?
No, I wouldn't say so, and I do believe that that's a very important distinction, because what we are seeing in this society is this extreme inequality. As the rich get richer and the poor and the middle class get less so, just keeping up with the lifestyle you once had.
But I'm an American. I'm pretty rich by worldwide standards, and I still want more.
I think what Americans really want, most Americans want, is more financial security, not necessarily more super wealth. They want to know that their house isn't going to go out from under them tomorrow, that they're not going to have enormous medical bills that they can't pay for because they don't have health care, that their kids aren't going to be able to go to college without facing enormous debt. That isn't really affluenza.
We have seen so much economic success in the Seattle area. How do you think affluenza is especially affecting us in Seattle?
Well, I think we are seeing the consequences of too much growth too fast and too much money too fast. We see it in the rapidly rising rents that are pushing people who don't have the money out of their places. We're seeing perfectly good, long-time apartment buildings simply being raised to put up new luxury towers for people who are coming in. I think that's what we see in Seattle, that we are, you know, it's get rich quick, it's isn't it cool, and we don't ask about what are the costs to the quality of life of all of this.
What's one thing I can do, I, the listener, can do to inoculate myself from affluenza?
When the film first came out, we had a little joke, and I played an affluenza doctor. I had a doctor suit on, and you know, and little cards. We called these credit card condoms. Now, the credit card condoms basically were a little envelope that you put your credit card in. And on the outside, it said, you know, do I really need this? How much will I have to work to pay for it? Are the resources renewable? Who's making it and at what cost? And our idea was that if you look at these things when you pull out your credit card, you can practice safe shopping. You can be, to some degree, protected if you ask these kind of questions. I think that's a start, but the best things in life aren't things. I mean, I think when we think about that, when we think about social connection and nature and all of those things, then I think we understand that affluenza itself and materialism as a goal of society is really counterproductive for well-being and happiness.
John DeGraff of Seattle, author of the book and the creator of the documentary, Affluenza, the All-Consuming Epidemic. The term affluenza is back in the news because of the custody in Mexico of the teenage fugitive Ethan Couch.